Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Good morning, gardeners. It's Sunday morning. It's time for your favorite gardener and mine, Patrick Parent. Get yourself a cup of coffee and get out a notebook because it's time to solve all your gardening problems.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Good morning, gardeners. Welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. I'm your host, Patrick Parent, Paul's youngest son. I'm going to be here till 10 o'clock Eastern time to answer all your gardening questions. So feel free, give us a call. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Now, before the break, we were talking with Doug in regards to some bloomerang plants that he put in a number of years ago. Only supposed to get 3 feet tall. They're now 5 feet and have taken over the area. And he wants to move them. So I had recommended already to move them in the spring when the plant is dormant. The other thing that we wanted to do was try to get as big of a root ball as you can really handle. And again, most root balls, the size out there is like about 18 to 24 inches wide and 12 to 18 inches deep. And when you're planting it in the new area, using more compost, more, you know, using a starter fertilizer again. Now, it's, you know, the plant's not starting out, but it's going through some shock. So that's what we're looking for. So hopefully that helps with that. Doug, what else can we help you with?
Okay. The next question is, it grew as wide as it did tall. So how much should I trim that back before I move it? Because I'm 67 with aches and pains as usual. So, you know, how much can I make that more easier to handle?
So the minimum, the I would say at least a third, right?
Okay.
So we're talking right now, you know, 5 feet tall. So take about a foot and a half off of it, side, you know, mm-hmm. all around. And, you know, making sure when you're taking it, you cut right above where a, where you would see like a bud or like where a leaf, where a, junction of branching would be. You know, you're not going to see the buds first thing, or you might, depending upon when it is, but just you want to cut right above it, because if you cut right below it, then that there's going to be that level of like a stick,
right?
That's just going to die off, and the leaves are going to come out from underneath, the new branching is going to come out from underneath, and you're just going to have that stick. So it's trying to, you know, prune at the right spot and going from there. The other thing, when you do plant this, and you know, you've planted before. One thing I just suggest because of the moving is watering the night before or the mm-hmm. day before, like a heavy watering, even though it's going to be early in the spring, right? And the ground's probably already saturated from snow or whichever. What it's doing is it's putting water back into the plant so that when you do shock the roots, they're not absorbing air as much, because that's what happens, right? So a root gets chopped and it tries to pull whatever it can from the ground, like the water, air, whichever. Now, if it's a really dry plant and you cut it, it's going to pull up more air, which is going to cause a bigger issue when it comes to the transplanting than it would have helped. So that's why we want to water it heavily the day before, night before, so that the plant has an easier time transitioning. And then using that Biotone starter so that it gets the right nutrients at the beginning. It's got the mycorrhizae in it. That mycorrhizae is going to help just any of that transplant shock that it could have.
Excellent.
Okay.
I appreciate. One other thing. I never got to trim back my roses at all.
Okay.
And obviously, we just had a snowstorm. Is it okay to trim them now, or should I just leave well enough alone till spring?
I think at this point, I'd leave well enough alone.
Okay.
And that, because you'll be able to prune them again right around like April 15th-ish, right?
Mm-hmm.
That's another good time to do it. So just think of, as my dad used to say, when the Red Sox come back to Boston to play for real, I don't know if that's going to be true this year, but anyways,
yeah,
that's a different show. But think about it, right as they're coming back, that's when you're going to prune your roses.
All right, then.
Alrighty.
I appreciate all your time, Patrick.
No problem, Doug. You have a great one, and enjoy the holiday season.
You as well. Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to be here for another couple hours. So definitely, if you have some questions, call us. If not, for those of you who've been listening, I appreciate a number of you already sending me emails for my my recording this week, up to a good amount. I've had four since I mentioned it at the 7 o'clock hour. But for those of you just kind of joining us and just listening, I'm not going to do a live show next week. Well, technically, it'll be live. I'm going to record it tomorrow. But I'm not going to be on live Christmas Day. I can't do that to my kids. I can't make them wait 4 hours for me. And even if I didn't make them wait, I want to see them open their presents and the excitement that they have at Christmas. So I'm going to pre-record the show tomorrow night at about 7. And so if I could have you email me questions that you would like me to go over on air. Now, you might be saying, well, no offense, I don't want to listen to you on Christmas. I just want to spend time with my family. I get it. You can listen to us on the podcast after the fact, right? Or the, previous shows. You can go to our website at paulparent.com. Click on where it says listen live or podcast. That'll bring you to the GCN network. You'll be able to see previous shows and listen to them. And so you'll definitely be able to hear the answer to those questions, maybe during the week when you have some time or after the fact. Hey, you could even have it on during the day. Who knows? But the fact of the matter is I'm not doing a live show. I got little kids. So I want to spend time with them and enjoy the Christmas time. So that's what's going on for here. So I appreciate those who have emailed me, but others who want to email a question, email at paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. And I will answer those live, technically, on air, but it will be answered tomorrow. So if you could get me those questions before, let's say, 5 o'clock tomorrow, that'd be great. But like I said, a number of you have already emailed me this morning. And last week, I'm up to like 18 or 19 questions at this point, so I appreciate that. Anyways, it's Christmas time. We're still thinking Christmas trees. I've talked so much about Christmas trees the past couple days. Hopefully, it helps. It helps you understand some of the newer, some things about Christmas, different trees. Any of those decorations that you bring into the home or you do outside, remember, you can use those as protection for your plants. You put a garland up. You put you know, greens and containers. Might be hard to get out if the ground's frozen, but you can use those to protect your plants. I mentioned earlier about using your Christmas tree to help the wildlife, etc. One of the things that I should have said, but I think you all understood, but I'm going to say it anyways, is make sure all your ornaments and, like, tinsel is out of there. I don't know a lot of people use tinsel anymore, but it's out there, right? Tinsel would really affect some of that wildlife out there. So we want to make sure that the trees that we put out there don't do harm. We're trying to do good. Let's not try to do some harm at the same time. So I want to make sure, you know, you clean it up, get everything off there, off the tree, and just leave it out in the woods if you're by the woods. And let the wildlife live in it. Let the birds, let the squirrels, chipmunks, whichever. You're doing some good with it. The tree has done lots of good by helping with oxygen levels throughout the country, throughout the world. Now you do some good for the plant, for the animals that are out there. So it is useful, and you can definitely reuse it a number of ways. Some places will actually take them and mulch them, but some beaches, if you live by a beach, check out and see. Some will actually take them for erosion control. Right? They'll just throw them on the beach. They'll create the erosion control. So just a thought there. Anyways, check your local area. If you have questions, call us 855-660-4261. We'll take a break. We'll be back.
Even on Saturday, Dram watering tools are hard at work. For over 60 years, the quality and durability of Dram has been the professional's choice. Now you can create the softest shower of rain with a Dram rain wand in your garden. Choose from 9 water patterns with the revolver spray gun. Use a ColorStorm sprinkler for a lush green playground. Quality and durability you can depend on for a lifetime. Dram, the professional's choice for lawn and garden. Available at fine garden centers throughout the Northeast.
Do you want to stay all natural? Then use all season oil from Bonide to control aphids, mealybugs, mites, and scale in your vegetable and flower garden. Also great for your trees and shrubs. Also new and all natural, a Japanese beetle killer with pyrethrum. And for your flower and rose garden, Rose RX 3-in-1 for organic rose and flower gardening. That's Bonide, where gardening isn't scary.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we do have a call on the line, so I want to get right into that. Nathan, who's up next?
Michael's in Sterling.
Michael, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
Thank you for taking my call. I have what I believe is an Eastern snowball. It's as a part of the viburnum family.
Yep.
It bloomed very nicely this summer. However, I did not have a chance to trim it. If I trim it in the spring, will I lose all of the potential blooms?
Yeah, I mean, that's a really good possibility for that to happen that way.
Okay.
The best time to prune it is right after the flowers are done pruning.
That's right.
Done blooming. I'm sorry. Yeah. Because it is one that will start to form their new buds.
Okay.
So I definitely, you know, love to say you could prune it. I mean, you can prune it, but that just means you're not going to have those blossoms, really. So I would just keep an eye on it and knowing when it flowers and just say, all right, I'm going to prune it now. I know it's going to, you know, it's one of those things where it's hard to just say, all right, I'm going to be able to prune it. And then just things get in the way.
Right.
But, yeah, it's got to be done right after it's done flowering because it's starting to form those blooms now.
Okay.
For next year.
All right. I have a viburnum bontanase, which I noticed last week.
Okay.
And the flowers were blooming. It's beyond me why it was blooming, but I don't know.
You know,
all the leaves get burnt during the summer because it was so hot.
Yep.
I don't know if that's the reason why or.
Well, the plant obviously went through some issues during the summer. That's just what happens. I will say that, you know, it wasn't a week ago, but probably a month ago, I had a PJM in my backyard that was blooming.
Oh, okay.
So I get it. It's a lot to do with the weather.
Sure.
Right? And just the way that temperature fluctuates and how it's fluctuated this season, even, you know, 3 weeks ago, a little bit more than that at this point, maybe a month ago, it was still 60-plus degrees here and there. And our plants just don't know what's going on. Now, and if it's a plant that has a little bit more protection from everything around it, you know, maybe there's woods near it, that way it's not getting some of the wind, it's not getting some of the cold, it just could have shocked it a little bit into doing it. I wouldn't be surprised if this year you have less blossoms coming off of it. But at the same time, I also wouldn't be surprised if it doesn't affect anything.
Okay.
Honestly, like, it's just one of those things where I know with, like, my PJM, I looked at it, I'm like, I could do something. What can I do? There's not much you can do at that point. It's just kind of let it go. And the big thing would be to make sure in the spring that you fertilize it, right?
Okay.
Using like an all-purpose fertilizer, using, just like a plant tone on it. That way, if it had some issues, those issues don't, come back at you later, and you're kind of preempting it, right? The other thing you could look at doing in the spring, if there's an issue, say there's an issue that you're noticing is doing some of the same stuff or it's not producing, using a product like Protolizer, that Protolizer can work with the fertilizer that you've put down and really get it to where it needs to be and really get to the root. I didn't mean for that to come out that way, but the root of the problem. and really help the plant, get stronger. But it's definitely got to fertilize this spring on it because it's gone through something and it's going through something now with winter hitting us. So that's, I'd be a little bit worried about it, but, fertilizing, maybe pruning in the spring on some of that dead and damaged, keep an eye out for that. And if there's dead and damaged, definitely prune it right away because that's going to affect the whole plant as well.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much, and have a great Christmas.
You as well, Michael. Right. Thank you. Bye-bye. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break. We'll be back in a few.
Esfoma, the company that makes Holytone and Plantone fertilizer, has something new for you this spring. A new 4-in-1 weed control that kills weeds, grasses, mosses, and algae. Use it on sidewalks, patios, driveways, and walkways, and you will see results in just hours. Also, an all-natural insect control for roses, vegetables, and flowers. It's fast-acting and kills all stages of insects from eggs to adults. And a 3-in-1 natural disease control for roses, vegetables, and ornamentals. A triple-action killer for fungus, mites, and insects. That's Esfoma.
For a beautiful garden that's healthy and safe, use Dramatic Organic Fertilizers by Dram. It's the organic choice to produce brilliant fruits and vegetables that are healthy for your family. And because it's all natural, it's safe for barefoot fun and playful pets. Available at your local garden center or nursery, ask for Dramatic Organic Fertilizers. Visit us online at dram.com. Dramatic Organic for dramatic results.
USA News Update. According to Travel Pulse, over 85 million Americans plan to travel for the Christmas holiday, but remember, you can't take everything with you.
More than 6,300 firearms have made it as far as security checkpoints so far in 2022. Officials expect that number to reach 6,600 by the end of the year. Firearms are not allowed in carry-on bags or onboard aircraft. Getting caught with a gun at the airport or on a plane can cost you nearly $15,000, as the fine for firearms violations has been increased. I'm Jeremy Scott.
The other football taking over your Sunday, France and Argentina set for a battle today in the World Cup final. Experts are saying the odds for this match are about as even as you'll ever see. In an effort to go green, all new houses in Tokyo built by large-scale home builders must install solar panels to cut household carbon emissions. Corey Myers, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's just a few. Amazon customer. 5 stars. Honestly, this stuff works. Nick, easy to take capsules. For those who can't handle the liquid drops, easy to take Extendivite capsules do the same job. Karoka Fam, works great. Like Extendivite very much. Seems to work as advertised. Thanks. Arlene, 5 stars. Love this product, Extendivite. Terry W, 5 stars. Can't say enough. Great product. Freya, 5 stars. I just ordered another. To get your Extendivite today, go to extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. Got another couple calls on the line. So, Nathan, who's up next?
Lane's in Massachusetts.
Lane, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning.
Good morning.
I have a question on a Christmas cactus.
Sure.
It's at least 10 years old, if not older. And it just passed its bloom. It bloomed around Thanksgiving, which seems to be getting earlier and earlier to bloom, which, you know, normally would be Christmas, but
yeah,
which is fine. But I just was looking at it, and it has like 6 roots. Like, it's so big, I could probably repot it 6 times. Huh. So that's my question. How do I do that, and what kind of soil do I use?
Okay. So you definitely could repot it. That's not a problem. You can do it by that root system that that easily can be spaced out, or you can do it by cutting. But, you know, rooted already, you're already some of the... some of that work's already done for you, right?
Right, right.
So you can definitely do that. And what you'll... I'm sorry. What you'll want to do, you'll use a lighter mix, something that might have a little bit of sand to it. You're not necessarily going to use like a succulent soil, but you could. It's not gonna be bad for the plant by any means.
Okay.
The succulent soil has a little bit more... drainage to it, right? It has more like sand.
Okay.
And it's definitely something that can be done. You know, don't go too much bigger size wise for the plant. You don't want to go from like a, you know, I know it's an older plant, so you don't want to go from like a 6 inch to a 12 inch. You want to go from like a 6 inch to an 8 inch. So
okay.
Just a couple steps up, because some of the plants will do better once they have that root system really, like, established.
Okay, like, I have 6 roots. How many should I put in a pot if I'm going to repot all this whole plant?
So I might look at doing, myself, I would go 3 per and
okay.
do 2 plants.
Okay.
You could also do 2, 2, and 2.
Okay.
But one of the reasons why I would say go with the, you know, three is it might fill out better with an odd number.
Okay.
It might fill out a little bit more just in case one doesn't make it, right?
Because sure.
they're gonna go through a little bit of shock anyways.
Okay.
And so when I look at it, if I have three in there, it's not as noticeable if one goes. But if I have two in there, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's kind of what I'm looking at myself.
How about the leaves itself? Should I cut them back? Because they're really hanging over.
Well, definitely, right?
Yeah.
Because this is the time of year anyways where once it's done flowering, the plant wants to go into a dormancy period, right?
Okay. Yep.
And so you want that dormancy cycle to happen. So you'll slow down on watering. You'll slow down on everything. You can prune back, you know, by a couple of the leaves.
All right.
Right?
Yep.
You know, you could even, if you wanted to, some of those leaves, say you took one that, you know, some of it, the four or five leaves, you could try to plant those too.
Hmm.
Right? You could take it, use a little bit of rooting hormone with it.
Yeah.
And you could plant those into some of the new plants too to make them even fuller.
Okay.
It's definitely worth it.
It's in a plastic. It's in a plastic terracotta pot, and then it's in a, you know, the plastic one is into a big terracotta pot. So, what is the best type of pot to put it in?
So a terracotta is good because it'll hold some of the moisture into it.
Right. But it's in a plastic pot. I never really noticed it because it's the same color as the terracotta. So.
Well, so it's in a plastic pot, which is also in the terracotta pot.
Right.
So I would take it out of the plastic as well. So remove it from the terracotta pot, remove it from the plastic.
All right.
And then replant it that way. Because what happens sometimes with terracotta pots, the way, you know, I've always seen a terracotta pot is they hold a little bit of moisture.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so if that moisture sits in between that plastic and the terracotta, it can sometimes cause mold.
Okay.
It probably hasn't for you. You said it's been there for a number of years.
Right.
But it's just a precaution going forward because now we're disrupting the whole system of the plant. We're disrupting everything. So I just kind of say, all right, what else can we do? And that's one of those things. Removing the plastic pot, putting in just a terracotta pot, or any ceramic pot would be fine. Honestly, I don't like to have the second layer in between.
Okay.
Okay.
When do I water it through the year, or do I?
Well, so during the winter months, we slow down.
Right.
Right. We want to... We want to cut back on the watering, making sure that it doesn't get as much sun during those periods of time. Because what will happen is if it gets too much sun, it's going to call for water, but we want it to be dormant. So right now, we cut back on the water, keep it away from the sun for about 12 hours, making sure that it has that darkness to it.
Hmm.
But during the regular, you know, seasons, if you will, you're going to want to, you know, water it like a cactus, like a succulent type plant. You don't want it to dry out, but you don't want it to sit in water too much. Right. Okay. So we're trying to look for that happy medium in between.
All right. That sounds great.
Okay.
Yep. And one other thing, my husband says hi. He used to play softball with him in Burlington.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Who was
Jim Noonan.
Oh, awesome.
Yeah.
Well, say hello.
Yeah, he misses you guys. Yeah.
Oh, yeah, me too.
All right. Well, have a great Christmas with your kids.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Have a great one.
Okay,
bye-bye.
Take care.
Bye-bye. Bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. We do have another call on the line. Nathan, who's up next?
Scott's in Wisconsin.
Scott, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Hi, thank you for taking my call. My question is also about Christmas cactus or that type. My mother has one that finished flowering 3 weeks ago and one that is flowering right now. I have some high-end plant lights. The one that finished flowering, what would happen if I would throw that cactus under an 18-6 light cycle and then drop it back down to the present ambient light cycle of the time of the month? Would that thing flower again? Could I trick it into flowering again?
You could try it out. The one thing is these plants do so much better when they at least get a little bit of a break. Because that whole break for them allows them to get their blossoms bigger and more bountiful, if you will, for you. But again, you're forcing it into it. I think that the better idea would be for even for next year is to maybe say, all right, I'm going to force this either earlier, or I'm going to get those blossoms into that warm light soon to make the blossoms bigger. I'm not saying it can't be done by any means. I think it could be done and it could rebloom for you. I just think most of these plants need that time to go dormant. And, it's like a month, month and a half, and then it comes back to it. Because it's put all its energy into the plant. It's done everything it can, and it's just like at the end of its life cycle and wants to just go dormant for a little bit. So I would say if you're looking to make it blossom again, maybe if you could wait a month. And I think you said actually that it bloomed a month ago. That could be, if I remember correctly, what you said. I just have a hard time saying right after it's done blooming to force it into it again, because the plant is going through some things and it wants to have that dormant period so it can actually be stronger for the next time it blossoms.
Okay, if I'll give it that month and a half, should I hit it with a fertilizer to promote flowering, like something that's a little higher in phosphorus?
Yeah, so you could definitely throw that in there to get it going again, but realize that some of that phosphorus levels, when it's like a liquid form at first, it's more to push while the blossom is happening, not to push the blossom from the start. And all purpose will do just fine for you to get to that level. So just keep that in mind as well.
All right. Thank you very much.
All right, Scott, you have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye. Our phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we got about an hour and 15 minutes left in the show. Still plenty of time if you have some questions. And again, we're here. Next week we won't be here. It's Christmas. We're going to enjoy time with our family. Hopefully you get to do the same. But for all that have been emailing me, thank you. I've gotten a few new ones. But email me for some questions for tomorrow when I'm going to do the recording. Go to our website, paulparent.com. Scroll all the way down to the bottom. That's where you can email us. Or it's paulpgardenclub@gmail.com. I'm so tempted right now to read some of these so that I can answer them on air right now, but I'm going to hold off. I think it's just going to make for some good content that we can do and help me save my voice a little bit here. Anyways, if you have some questions, call us, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're a week away from Christmas. I know a lot of the men out there haven't started Christmas shopping. They're saying, I got a couple more days. I hear you. But let's think some plants this year, maybe. A lot of people are putting more and more plants in their home, their house plants, etc. So definitely look at it. you know, the other things are do some research about some plants that you might want to put into your yard for the next season and just say, all right, yeah, this is what we're going to do. And maybe that information is part of a gift that you give with Christmas this year. You know, getting the information as well as the right plant for the right spot shows that you actually thought it through, shows that you know, you care, right? So that's a suggestion I have for you if you haven't gotten something already. You know, it's not just about getting the gift certificates. It's about maybe it's giving that extra knowledge. So anyways, if you have some questions, call us 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. We're going to take a break here, and we'll be back in a few minutes to answer some more gardening questions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Are your window boxes and containers wilting on these hot days of summer? Do you spend countless hours watering your garden? Well, it's not too late to change that with soil moist granules. Just punch a few holes in the soil near the plant and add a pinch or two of soil moist granules. The soil moist granules will swell 200 times, holding the water in the soil for your plants to use. Established plants like roses, vegetables, annuals, perennials, and new shrubs and trees will stop wilting. That's soil moist.
How would you like the garden to be green this year? Yes, it's possible with BioSafe products. BioSafe has an organic weed and grass killer, no more Roundup, organic disease control, organic insecticide, organic mold and mildew, BioSafe fruit and vegetable wash, and all the organic products to keep your fish pond clean. Go to BioSafeSystems.com. Call 860-290-8890. BioSafe.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137.
800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137. Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
And welcome back to the Paul Parent Garden Club. Phone number here, 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And got about another hour and 10 minutes left in the show to answer all your gardening questions. So I appreciate all that have called. We do have a call on the line. So Nathan, who's up next?
Peter is in is in Pennsylvania.
Peter, welcome to the Paul Parent Garden Club. How can we help you today?
Good morning, Patrick.
Good morning.
I have a question about amaryllis.
Sure.
We have about, four or five? And they're starting to get the leaves. The leaves are coming out, but no stalks yet. Is there anything that we could give it to make it, you know, push the bloom out?
Well, you know, right now, with it forcing like that, more sunlight is going to be helpful. Maybe putting like a grow light.
Yeah, we have it under grow lights.
Perfect. So that's going to help. The other thing I would look at doing is looking at a fertilizer, like a liquid fertilizer that has some heavy phosphorus in it.
Okay.
At this point, I would look at doing something that you can mix with water versus like a pellet, yeah. Right? So mixing with
like a bloom booster?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You could definitely use it now to try and push it through because it is starting to produce everything. It's pushing its, it's pushing its leaves, so it's good. Adding some of that bloom booster is going to help try and push it to the next level for you. So I would definitely, I would do what I could to force it.
Yeah.
Extra light. You said you have a, grow light over it?
Grow light. Yeah.
Now, how close is the light to the bulb itself? The nut bulb.
Inches.
Okay, so it's pretty close. Good.
Yeah.
So that's the other thing that you want to make sure is having it being close is going to warm it up.
Uh-huh.
Do you have It's not by like a window or anything along those lines, right?
Yeah, there's a couple windows in the basement where they're at, yeah.
All right, so just keep the make sure the draft stays away from it.
Yeah, yeah.
The other one other thing to look at would be to say if you have like a heat mat that goes underneath some like seedlings or something like that, putting that underneath the bulb itself, not just the bulb, but make sure there's a container in there.
Yeah.
But putting that up is also going to warm up the soil a few degrees to the point where it's going to have the heat everywhere it needs.
It'll trick it into blooming.
It should. And I think that that heat mat's just going to keep the temperature steady. Because what sometimes will happen is during the night, even though it's indoors, the temperatures drop a little bit. And it slows it down. So I think that adding that heat mat could actually be the, you know, the extra that you need.
Okay. Now, once they bloom, should you let them die back naturally, or is it okay to cut them back?
So once it once it's done blooming and the blooms have really, you know, faded, definitely, cut it back to the bottom.
Oh, okay, yeah.
You know what I mean? So that's.
Maybe if you let it die back naturally, you know, it'd be better for the plant. I don't know.
Yeah, no, sometimes it is, but with these guys, what happens is it forces it to get into that next level,
okay.
Right?
Yeah.
You don't want it to be, you don't want it to, like, focus all its energy on trying to, like, save itself. That's kind of what it does, too, is so by pruning it back is going to help it realize, all right, I'm done with this.
Yeah, okay.
And then move in and get stronger to the bulb so that it can go into its dormancy period. Yeah. Whereas if it kind of just dies back, it slowly gets to that next level. So we want to try to help it get to the level.
Oh, okay, yeah. That's what I thought. All right.
Okay.
Hey, that should do it.
All right. Awesome, Peter. You have a great rest of your day and a great holiday.
All right. You as well. Have a great Christmas and a happy new year.
You as well. Thank you. Bye-bye. All right, our phone number here is 855-660-4261. Again, 855-660-4261. And we're going to take a break here. We'll come back to the 9 o'clock hour to wrap up the show for the last hour. So stay tuned for that. We'll be back in a few.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.